you know the things that have been reported about Jesus. His resurrection from the dead. You know these things, St. Peter tells us in our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. He gets up and he doesn't have to explain. Everyone in Jerusalem is talking about it. Everyone knows the reports of Jesus raised from the dead. Everyone knows it. And to some extent, we are here this morning because we too know it. We've been told. We've read it in the scripture. We've heard about it. Even people who are not all that practicing in their faith come to church on Easter because they know the things that have been reported about Jesus. And to some degree, we want to be a part of that. But more than just knowing about Jesus raised from the dead, we want to have a concrete, tangible encounter with this power that raised Jesus from the dead. For it cannot be just something that we read about in the scriptures. It cannot be that we come this morning and say, you've read what happened. You watched a movie about what happened. You've heard about what happened. It's all good. We have to read. We have to hear about it. But more than anything, we have to experience it. You are here this morning not just because you read somewhere in a book that a long time ago a man was crucified and was supposedly seen alive again. That would be a nice story, but it wouldn't really change anybody's life. We are here this morning because to some degree, each one of us has had our lives changed concretely by this man who lived 2,000 years ago, was resurrected and seen by his apostles. Because it's not just an event of 2,000 years ago that we like to talk about to make ourselves feel better today. Rather, it is an event that is present to us right now. We are all here today because to some extent, we've experienced the actual tangible power of this resurrection. And we want to be a part of it. We want to be where that power is. Last night in the darkness of Easter night, we kindled the great fire of Easter, a powerful symbol of the resurrection. In the darkness of the night, a fire was kindled to show the power of God. We think of how appropriate fire is to show power. We know here in Kansas that we had terrible fires that burned out of control down in the south and took the lives of many animals and property. And we see that fire can be powerfully destructive. But we also know that, as I witnessed as I was just driving down to church this week, all over people are burning their pastures, setting fires on purpose, because we know the great power of fire can also be harnessed and it can do great good and can bring new life. To burn off the dead stubble of the pastures allows the new growth to come forward. That's the kind of power that we hope to harness today. To take the power symbolized that fire of Easter and allow it to be channeled into a power that can ultimately change the world. Today, we have evidence for the resurrection. I went recently to see the movie The Case for Christ. Lee Strobel, a famous Protestant, had written a book. He was a news reporter and tried to disprove the resurrection by using his journalism skills to go out and investigate and make arguments against the resurrection. The problem is that every argument he made actually ended up providing confirmation of the resurrection. Everywhere he looked, there was tangible evidence of Jesus raised from the dead, whether it be in the fact that 500 people saw him at once and they couldn't all hallucinate, the fact that the tomb was really empty, that there were witnesses, that the first witnesses were women, that Jesus really died and was really dead. There's all kinds of evidence for the resurrection. There's even, of course, the empty tomb itself. I had a chance when I was living in the Holy Land for a couple months to spend a lot of time in Jerusalem at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. where Jesus' tomb is, where the Mount of Calvary is. One night, I made an all-night vigil in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. I got locked in with myself and a couple other people, and I was able to spend just a couple hours praying on Mount Calvary, where Jesus died. And then, most especially, I was able to spend probably about an hour or so in the tomb of Jesus itself, all by myself, just able to pray. And as I knelt down there and just rested on the very place where Jesus' body had been laid 2,000 years ago, I was just moved by the power of that place. But as I was kneeling down, I was able to see from that lower vantage point an inscription written on the bottom of one of the icons there. And it simply said, "He is not here. See the place where they laid him." And there I was, right in the very place where they laid him. And I'm reading this, and it says right there so plainly, "He is not here." And we have this witness to this day. I realized that there I was in the empty tomb of Jesus. As surely as Peter and John saw it in our gospel today, I was there in the empty tomb. But notice, an empty tomb is not enough. Lots of people today can go to Jerusalem and see the empty tomb and come away skeptical. Rather, we need something more than simply the empty tomb. There's got to be a power there that we can grasp. This is what happened to John when he got there. It says, he went into the tomb, he saw and believed. He saw and believed. Well, what did he see? Well, he saw nothing. He literally saw nothing. There is no body there. He saw the grave closed left, and he believed. So many Christians throughout history have had a chance to go to the Holy Sepulchre. They see that it is empty, and they believe. But for us that are here today, there's something much greater than simply the power of an empty tomb. We know that that tomb, that there is actual tangible power there. Just this last month, they finished construction on repairing the tomb of Jesus. And they found that when they removed the stone that had been covering the place where Jesus was laying, that they actually were able to measure some kind of radiation that they couldn't find the source. But there was some measurable, tangible radiation, some event coming from the place where Jesus' body had been. Those of you that are familiar with the Shroud of Turin, what is believed to be the burial cloth of Jesus, it's got the mysterious image on it of a man crucified with a crown of thorns, a spear thrust into his side. But that image that is there, no one knows how it got there. It's definitely not painted. It's not put there by human hands of any way we can imagine. The best people have been able to say is that it seems as though an intense burst of radiation burned the image of the crucified man onto the cloth. Could this too be evidence for the resurrection? This radiation event, which is somewhat even measurable to this day. That could be. God leaves little traces of miracles all over to help our faith. But ultimately, even that is not enough. We can have all the evidence in the world, and without faith, without whatever it was that moved St. John, we will remain skeptical and can deny. But here's the most powerful part. The power of the resurrection is really not found even in the empty tomb or a book of the evidence for the resurrection. It's not even found in radiation coming from the tomb of Jesus. The real, most powerful, tangible witness to the resurrection are all of you, right here this morning. You're not here probably because you were convinced by evidence or radiation, or certainly you're not here because, like the apostles, you got to see Jesus risen from the dead. All of us are here because we have in some way powerfully encountered the risen Lord. We too can say with the apostles, "I have seen the Lord." We are Christian not because of intellectual argument, but because of a real encounter, a powerful encounter with the risen Jesus. You are the best witnesses for the resurrection. You have given your time to come here today on Easter Sunday, perhaps not even accustomed to normally coming to a church. Maybe this is your first time to even be in a church for a long time. Maybe it was difficult to come this morning. Maybe you're here by yourself because the rest of your family has not yet grasped the momentous event that has occurred. Whatever it is that brought you here today, whether it's a strong drive, whether it's a curiosity, whatever it is, we are here today to powerfully witness that the resurrection of Jesus is real. You are the witnesses. Here today with us, I see we've got Jason and Alexis Hughes and their family. Jason and Alexis were received into the Catholic Church last night and confirmed, and all five of their children were baptized. It was an amazing event to see. If you want to have powerful witness to the resurrection, there's some. Along with the Hughes family, we had a total of 14 people in our RCIA preparing to become Catholic. These are people that are willing to stand up and say, I want to be in touch with this power. I'm willing to change my whole life so that I can have more of Jesus. I want more of this power. Many of the hundreds of thousands of people that became Catholic last night, if you listen to their stories, great struggle to say, I want this. I'm willing to let go of even my family, my friends, to be Catholic, to be a part of this, to be in touch with this power. That is a witness to the resurrection. That is a witness that the power of Jesus is not found just in a tomb thousands of miles away in Jerusalem that is empty, but is present right here with us right now. That fire that we struck last night is burning in this candle with us here today to remind us that the power is tangible and real. What will your witness be? You've come today, and that is beautiful. Throughout the world, churches are full this morning. That gives witness that this is real. But there's also a chance that if we come just today, if the church is just full today, and then we go away and don't come back next Sunday, or don't come back for several Sundays, or maybe not even until Christmas, if we just go away, that too is a witness. It says that ultimately, there's not much to this resurrection thing. It's nice to go to church on Easter, but there's no power there. My life will be the same when I leave this church as when I came in. If that is what happens, that too bears witness. And that says that nothing really happened. Nothing to see here. Go on with life as normal. But if something really did happen, and if something really is happening right now, then we can't simply leave this church the same as the way we came in. If we are in touch with this power, then we've got to go out, and not just we come back next week, but we've got to come back and bring somebody else with us. Next week is Divine Mercy Sunday. There are lots of people, even as full as this church is, who are not here, who perhaps think that the mercy of God doesn't reach to them. They don't know the power of Jesus' saving death, that he died for them. You're here because you at least get that. How many people are not here because no one has told them about the good news? Today we've got to go out filled with this power and change the world. 12 little apostles got up and changed the whole world because of the message that we preach today. You can do that. It doesn't even take 12. It takes just you and your family saying, we'll be holy. And then we'll go out and we'll try to make other people holy. We'll invite them in. Amazing to think that maybe next Sunday, this church will be even fuller than it is this Sunday because the message of Jesus raised from the dead is that powerful. But that message will only get out if you bring it. If you go home and your friends are like, oh, you went to church on Easter, that's nice, and that's it, and then you don't come back, you don't talk about it, you don't spread it, well, that's a powerful witness too, and it says that this is all nothing. But if you go out, and maybe as scared as you are that you never talk about religion, you never talk about your faith, maybe if you're the one that now says, something happened this Easter. Something happened. I've been renewed. There's some kind of new power. I don't know what it is. It's different, but I have to be different. If you're willing to stand up like those people who were willing to become Catholic last night, then we can change the world. You get to see everything John saw. The tomb is empty. That's all there is to see. The question is, will you believe? And if you believe, what will you do about it? That is the ultimate witness and testimony to the resurrection. It's what you do when you leave this building. Feel the power this morning. Don't be afraid of the power. It's not burning out of control. It's burning in the way God intended, and it's very focused right on you this morning. And God says, here it is. Here is the power. Here is Jesus raised from the dead. Now what will you do with it? You are the witness to the resurrection. What kind of witness will you give?